You're listening to Connect Communities Podcast, recorded live in Stamford, Connecticut. If you'd like to know more about our community, stop by our website at www.connectcommunity.tv. Enjoy the message.
I really think for me, this is always a privilege when I come to, and I, as I'm always leading worship, and it's funny because I can barely remember lyrics, let alone put a sermon together. So when it comes down to this, it's for me, it's a challenge. And I was, throughout this entire week, as I was sort of doing the devotionals, I think a week prior, there was a verse that sort of stuck to my head, which was in Ephesians, which is something that God really spoke to me. As I was driving through my house, and I remember driving through a limo, which was about a stretch limo. And I can't really tell how long it was. But it dawned on me that we just sort of got through prom season. I don't know whether you remember those days or not. In my case, the $125 rental tux and the stretch limo for which I paid in 15 solid payments, but I did pay. And we rented that limo and the excitement that it was, the exhilarating factor of, yes, I am a senior, I will graduate, and yes, I am celebrating by spending all the $25 that I had left on my account to go to this prom. And the more I sort of thought about that, I started to relive on my high school days and the things that we sort of did. I mean, the only thing I remember about basketball was really just playing, I mean, about high school and school itself was just playing basketball and living through those moments. And as I continued to sort of live down that road for me, I remember the little things. And I don't know if you ever asked yourself this question. If you knew then what you know now, how different things would have been in school? I mean, how many friends you would have had, how many hands you would have shook, things that you know now, things that there aren't holdups. You're too old to have those things, but you wouldn't even walk to a person to say hi. I mean, in high school, at least in my days, you couldn't just slide into somebody's DM or poke them on Facebook. You actually had to walk up to somebody and say, hi, my name is. I remember the first time sort of asking somebody out. And sort of putting that little note together. You know how that note goes. Do you want to go out with me? Check box, yes. Check box number two, no. And check box number three, maybe. If you're slick, you know how it went. Yes, of course, duh. But in my case, that's how it went. And I was sort of living through those moments and just having fun in my head in terms of what school was. Something switched in my head, and it led me to think of how many times is our relationship driven in that mode exactly with God. God, do you love me? Yes, no, maybe. Am I supposed to do this or that? And a yes or no and a maybe. And sometimes, and the interesting part about it is, if the answer is yes, it is great. You're walking right into it, blessed and highly favored. Thank you, Jesus. It's a yes. Or if it's a no, at least you know the answer, and it's a no, and you can move on with it. But the problem that I've always had is when the actual answer is maybe. In the old church, we used to say, there are always three answers that you'll get when you speak or you pray to God. It's a yes, it's a maybe, and there is a keep praying. This morning, what I wanted to talk to you about is exactly that. What happens when you're hanging on the maybe? What happens when all that you're asking God for isn't a no or a yes? It's the keep praying. Continue to push. I mean, I can live with a no. I will rejoice over a yes. But a maybe is a challenge. There is a quietness about it. There's a stillness. There's the unknown. And I think I had a conversation with someone just a couple of days ago about, are we just too dumb to quit or just resilient to keep going? Should I stop? Should I go? And hanging on the maybe would always push you into that unknown area. And this is what I wanted to talk to you guys about this morning, if you would indulge me on that. If you would, we are going to start on Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And as I was sort of working myself through this, and this came up in my devotional over 2 weeks ago. I read this verse, and it really hit home for me. And it said, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Tell it, but tell it to God. Thank, T-H-I-K, power of gratitude in the struggle. And then and only then. Those are the three steps that I want to sort of walk you guys through this morning. That then we will experience God, which I call the aftermath of surrendering. If you're hanging on the maybe, if you're hanging on the unknown, if what you're asking God for hasn't necessarily received an answer, step one on this is to tell it to God. Now, let's be very specific here. Don't tell it to Pookie, to Regina, or Shaniqua. Tell it to God. And be very careful who you let speak into your life when you're going through those moments of the unknown. Be very careful who you open your heart to when you're very hanging on to him. Should I give up? Should I keep going? Do I stop now or do I go? Should I call that person? Should I close the company? Should I continue to do it? Be very careful because that same voice can very well stop you from what you're supposed to be doing. Tell it, but tell it to God. Ephesians 6:18 says, do all of this in prayer, asking for God's help. Pray on every occasion as the Spirit leads. For this reason, keep alert, and never give up. Pray always for all of God's people. Prayer somehow always has something to do with being alert. Communicating constantly with God and talking to him sort of brings that alertness about it, that you're not just telling it to anyone. And a pastor once said it on TV, and it has really sort of, I've been holding it to my heart, that men is nothing but a resource. God alone is your source. Regardless of what you're going through, whether you're having problems financially with your marriage, God still is your source. There are things that, although we share everything, there are things that I can only come to God about, whether it's in my marriage, whether it's in the finances. God, you know, Jackie can't do this one. JD cannot fix this. Neither can my boss. This time, the only thing that will do is the source, which is you. So I want to bring you up to this so that you can actually understand that him alone, is the source of our lives. And when it comes down to being alert, prayer is the answer. So when it comes down, if you're hanging on that maybe, the best thing you can do is tell it, but tell it to God. Luke 21:36 says, keep alert at all times, praying that you might be strong. In other words, stay woke. Don't let your guards down. Tell it, but bring it to God. There's something about prayer and being alert. Something powerful about constantly communicating with God and staying watchful. Keep alert and never give up. Tell it, but tell it to God only. Following up, as he goes down that verse, he says, tell it to God. And he goes and he follows, thank God for all that he has done. So this for me is an actual challenge. Here I am, hanging in the unknown, and I have to tell it to God. And I could understand that. I can follow that process. Open your heart to the one who can fix it. But then he follows it by saying, thank him for all that he has done. I'm like, hold on. I haven't even received an answer for the first question I had. How am I supposed to then say thank you to something that I have received an answer for? Have you ever walked around a friend or somebody at work? Don't turn around, not your spouse. Who is just that person who is, it's just not thankful. Who's always walking around complaining about something. Saying, it's always, you know, how's your day? You know, saying, how's it going? Hey, no. I mean, it's a beautiful day outside. I know, but this is how it goes, right? It is cold. Ah, man, I wish it was warm. Oh, but now it's summer. Oh, it's too hot for me, you know. It's never good enough. Something about being grateful and coming to God and thanking Him for that. A recent research says, done by University of California, Davis, found that gratitude gives the person expressing it the power to heal, to be energized, and to change lives. That same study also attributes improved physical benefits such as stronger immune system, less bothered by aches and pains, lower blood pressure, sleep longer, and feel more rested. If this doesn't work, you can try Beamer at the Healing Hold Oasis. If after you try that, you still have the same problem, gratitude should be your first option. Shameless plug. If you look at Psalms 9:1, it says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all of my heart. I will tell you all of your wonderful deeds. Colossians 2:7, rooted and built in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing in thankfulness. The NLT version goes a little deeper, and it says, let your roots grow down into Him. Our gratitude allows us to plant root in God. If you're hanging on that maybe, on the unknown, our first option should always be to come before God and God Himself, not to the people who are around us, and to surrender all that we have to Him. Tell it, but tell it to God. Second part of it says thank God. And when you thank God, it becomes the power of the struggle in the power of gratitude in the struggle. We plant our roots in God and in God alone. Colossians 2:7 says, rooted and built in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Our thankfulness will hold us firm through the storm. And the reason why I had such a challenge sort of coming to this message, we had such a difficult week, and the challenge that I had was there is a compounding effect. It's every day is something new. So for me, I had to really find this joy when I sat on Saturday and sort of, this is what you're going to be speaking about. I began to literally go down that process myself. Because see, what I think is the most important part about this entire verse is, yes, tell it to God. Two, although controversial in my mind, you're going to thank Him for what He did in advance. Thank you for all that you have done. But third, it says, then, and only then, after you tell it to God, and after you thank Him for all that He has done, then you shall experience God. It doesn't say you will receive an answer for your problems, or the person you have been praying for will suddenly receive healing. It says that at that moment, you will experience God. He says you experience God's peace. So what is it? No, what's the worth of having all these things that we are praying for if we don't have peace? Oftentimes, as you listen to the news, you hear about the multi-gazillionaire who had all of this money but yet just wasn't happy. What I wanted to sort of bring to you guys this morning was exactly that. That we, in order for us to experience God in a different way, if you're hanging on that unknown, whatever part it is of your life it is, we must come to God. And for me, the most important part comes exactly here. It says that then you shall experience God. You will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. The latter part of that verse is the strongest part for me. Why? Because it talks about exactly what the enemy is trying to take from us, which is our peace. And then he says, if you follow these steps, you shall see your heart and your mind, two very important pieces in us. That if you lose, I mean, we're living in a generation today where there's nothing but shattered hearts and clouded minds. I mean, Jackie was telling me the other day that as studies that she has been reading on her quest to become a better person, she tells me that it was something about your cell phone. And if you go to bed and you check your cell phone, you're more likely not to be activating your thought process as you should. If you wake up in the morning, the first thing that you check is your phone, your day's already going to be thrown off. Or if you sleep with your phone by you, I mean, we're constantly connected between our cell phones and Facebook and Instagram. And we had dinner with friends last night, and he was saying, listen, if you decide to sort of maybe take on an investment, you know, the time that you're spending here, you could actually be spending and doing something for yourself. We are constantly connected to something. But oh, how it is to experience God's peace amongst anything that you could be going through. And what I wanted to pray with you, and I wanted to come to you, and I'm hoping, beautiful, there's still time. What I wanted us to do this morning is to come before God. And I wanted us to do those two exercises together. To tell him what you need. To bring it before him, lay it before him this morning. Tell it, but tell it to God. And then we will walk ourselves to thanking him for all that he has done. Praising him for the things that he has done in your life already. Changing the perspective. Sometimes we might be too fixated on thinking about only the problem. And that's what he tries to do. The enemy of our lives, he tries to get us so close to the problem and so close to what we're going through that we can't see past that. But God is saying, step back a little bit. Get yourself rooted in me. Begin to thank me for what I have done so that you can distance yourself from your problem and you can see the greater God, the source, the one who controls all things and what he can do. And then we shall experience God's peace. Today I want to pray with you for shattered hearts. Hearts that are hanging on that unknown and are on the verge of giving up. Whatever dreams that are that God put into your life, or maybe you came here thinking, you know what, this is it. You know, I have bills that are coming up. They are due. We have nothing coming. God of the unknown. You know what, God, my marriage in terms of how it's working, I don't understand. There's a verse on Isaiah 46, which is not really even on the program, but it's something that I was reading as I was preparing. And it talks about how God, he has hidden riches in the darkness and in the secret places. All of this time, God was maneuvering you so you could get to this maybe. There are things that he can only deal with us when we get to this point. When you're hanging on a yes, there's an exhilarating factor in your lives, and this is a yes. And I think we were talking about it the other day, how sometimes things are going so great that you just forget God. Or the opposite, there is a no, there's a constant, and you sort of get used to just sort of getting the no's and the no's, that you become numb to it almost a certain extent, and you begin to just sort of cruise. But there's something about hanging in the unknown, about the constant question mark, and having to come to God for that answer. God has put you into this position so that you could hear it. And hear it from him only. There are things that he can only do when we get to this point. I don't know about you, but I need to experience God in a different manner. This peace, this exceeding peace that exceeds all understanding is something that I need to live in my life. And I want to join with you in prayer today. I don't know what you're going through, but I know one thing. I need God to come into the situation. I want you to take a few moments and just begin to tell God what you're going through. Forget about your husband who is sitting next to you. About your friend. Just, I want you to begin to tell God that which has been bothering you. That question mark that's been hanging over your life. And bring it before him this morning. Second, we will come in and we will thank God for all that he has done. Why? So we can experience God like he said on this verse. So with your heads bow, will you pray with me? God, we come before you this morning. We lack answers. Sometimes when we try to do things a certain way, it just doesn't work. Whether it's in our financial lives, our marriages, your jobs. Today, we bring before you all that we have. I want to tell it to you because you are the source. God, I need you to come into my house, into my marriage, into my finances. God, I need you at my job. I need things to change. I want to be a light where I am. God, with the things that have happened in my past, I need you and you only. I bring before you this morning all that I have, Jesus. I ask that as it says in your word, if we come before you, that you will hear us. You want to tell it, and we want to tell it to you because you are God and God alone. Because we will build our lives upon that rock that is a firm foundation. That firm foundation, Jesus, is you.